Well, in case people haven't paid attention to the calendar, it is winter, and winter is cold. This is the coldest we've been in 3 years, though. So we're getting some real wintry weather with lake effect snow to our north and south, and even looking at wind chill advisories in effect through the mid-morning hours.
And you said it's been 3 years since we've gotten this cold, but how rare is it to get that type of wind chill for Western New York?
Yeah, normally we don't, when we get very cold, we don't normally have higher winds associated with that. Unfortunately, we do have the combination right now. We're sitting at a wind chill of minus 12 at winds gusting here at the airport to 28 miles an hour. Around the area, I'm sure that there are gustier winds, especially as you go into the downtown concrete canyons. So those winds are really going to be howling downtown. You're going to have to bundle up with probably extra scarves as well this morning.
And I also see that the wind chill advisory for Erie County goes until 10 in the morning, but if you go to southern Erie County, Chautauqua, Wyoming, even Orleans counties, that advisory is extended. What, again, is happening in those areas?
It's a slight shift in the wind. We'll have winds diminishing later on in the morning and through the day. Up in the northern counties and farther across the southern tier, the winds will continue, and temperatures will struggle to even get out of the single numbers. We're only looking at highs around 5 to 10 degrees across the southern tier, even in those areas that are having some heavier lake snow.
Yeah, I was going to say we've talked 2 minutes so far, and we haven't talked about snow, and it is a lake effect snow warning for Wyoming, Chautauqua, Orleans County, southern Erie County as well. How much snow will those areas see today?
Well, it's been persistent, more so in the southern tier, along we've called the Chautauqua Ridge in Chautauqua, northwestern Cattaraugus and southern Erie counties, right up into Wyoming County. The strongest snows have been on and off along the thruway from Ripley to about Angola, even Silver Creek. Looking at some of the cameras down there, the roads are just snow-covered and blowing with these winds, gusting as well. We're looking at winds in Dunkirk gusting over 35 miles an hour, 38 miles an hour. So it may even be near whiteout conditions in that stretch of the thruway. When you get further inland, it's probably even worse on the hills of Chautauqua and Cattaraugus counties into Ellicottville. And it's just a reminder that winters can be very treacherous here.
Bill Herbert, as always, said, thanks very much for your time.
Okay.